This is a recording of Brachos Daf Beis Amud Aleph for the Mikiyas Chevra. I'm going to read fairly quickly. If you have any questions, you can send them my way. Ma'im is like Korin Shema Ba'arvin. From when do we read Kriya Shema at night? Mishasha Kohanim Nechmasim Lechol B'Trumasa Nat Sofa Shmur Rishon. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From the time that the Kohanim enter in to their homes to eat their Truma, which is, as the Gemara will explain, Tseis HaKochavim. Normally, there's a concept called a tevul yom, that a kohen who's tameh, he goes to the mikvah, but he's not allowed to eat truma until the sun goes down and the stars come out, three medium-sized stars, which is what we call tzeis hakochavim. And what's the ending time? When is it too late to say kriya shema at night? Sof hashmura harishona, the end of the first watch, right? Which we're going to explain means the end of the first third of the night. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say ad chatzos. You have until halfway through the night. Rabbi Gamliel says ad sheyale amud hashachar. You have until dawn of the next morning. Maiso bo bonav nibeis hamishta. We have a story that Rabbi Gamliel's sons came home from a party. Amrulo, they said to their father, lo karina neshema. We have not yet read Shema. Amrulahem im lo ola amud hashachar chayav natan likros. Right, if dawn has not yet risen, you are still chayiv to say Shema. Meaning, even though the Chachamim told you you only have until Chatzos, you're actually chayiv until dawn, and therefore you have to say Shema now. Lo zu bovad amru, and it's not only this, did they say it? Ella kol masha amru Chacham ad Chatzos mitzvah anat shiyale amur hashach. Any time the mitzvah is until Chatzos, the Chachamim say that you can do it until Chatzos. Really, the mitzvah is until dawn. Hekder chalav and veivar mitzvahs and achiyal mirashachar, burning the fats and the limbs of the karbanos that were brought during the day, which is something done overnight. The mitzvah is until alos hashachar, all the way until dawn the next morning. Similarly, kol anechol in the yom echad mitzvahs and achiyal mirashachar, any korban which the time in which you're allowed to eat it is until till the end of that day and night, and the Chachamim said in that case that you have to finish it by Chatzos. Really, the mitzvah is all night until dawn of the next morning. And came Lamar Amar Chachamim at Chatzos. Why in that case did the Chachamim say it only until Chatzos? Kedei laharchik adam min aveira, to separate an individual from sinning. Meaning, once it's already 10 o'clock at night, 1/3 into the night, it's very shayach for a person to fall asleep, and he's going to miss out on the mitzvah of Shema. Similarly, a person who has to eat a korban, if he lets the korban sit and overnight till the zman of the korban is up, he has violated the isser of making something into noser, which is leftover korban past the zman, and therefore the Chachamim wanted to avoid this and make sure he finishes what he's supposed to eat before the zman, and they said you only have until chatzos. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana heichakoi dekotani meimasai. From where is the Tana coming? Where is the Tana ending off from? That all of a sudden he says, from when do we say Shema? Meaning, from what do you mean? Where do I even know that there is a mitzvah to say Shema? That you're all of a sudden going to start from when is the zman to say Shema? Vesu, and furthermore, kasha number two, maishna detani dearvis bereisha. What's the reason why they learn Kriya Shema at night first? Listen to Shachris Bereisha. Normally, we would think the day starts in the morning. List Kriya Shema in the morning first. So those are the two kashas of the Gemara. The Gemara answers one teretz. It's going to answer both questions. Tana akra koi. The Tana is standing by the pasuk, meaning he's coming from the pasuk of Dichsev b'shach b'cha uvkumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. V'hachi katani. And this is how the Mishnah should be understood. Zman kriya shema d'shchiva emas. When is the time of kriya shema that one lies down? Meaning it says b'shach b'cha first. So when is that time of b'shach b'cha? B'shach kohanim k'nasim lechol b'trumasan. It's from the time that the kohanim go, they enter into their homes to eat their truma. That is answer to both questions. Now we have a second teretz, which really only answers the second question of why we started with Arvis first. The Ibai same, and if you want, I will say Yalef mi Briya social olam. We learn it out from the creation of the world. And it says there, it was evening and it was morning one day, or day number one. So we see that the Erev comes before the Boker. So too, we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis first, and then we go back and talk about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Ihochi, if this is so, Sefer dekatani b'shachar mevarach shtayim lefanev achas la'achareho uva erev mevarach shtayim lefanev v'shtayim la'achareho. We're going to have the next Mishnah. The Gemara calls it the Sefer, but later on in the Masechta, if you check it out, you can turn to Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. That's where it's found in the Gemara, but it's the continuation of the Mishnah. It says you're supposed to make brachos on the Kriyashma. So in Shacharis, we say two brachos beforehand. What are the two brachos? We have Yotzer Or, Vorei Choshech, and it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'oros, very long bracha. And then we have a second bracha, Ahava Rabba, or if you dive in a different nusach, then you have Ahavas Olam, right? And then it ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava. That's the end of that particular bracha. So those are the two brachos, Lifoneha. And then you have Achas Lachara. It starts off MS V'yatziv, and it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. And in the evening, in Ma'ariv, we say Baruch Adah Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Arvim Baruch Adah Hashem, and then ends off Baruch Adah Hashem Ma'ariv Arvim. Then we have Avas Olam, it ends off Baruch Adah Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael. That's the two before, and then the two afterwards Emes VeEmuna to Baruch Adah Hashem Goal Yisrael and Hashkivenu to Baruch Adah Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'at. Those are the two brachas that we say after Kriya Shema. So asks the Gemara, listening to Arvis Bereisha, why not list off? Why not teach us in the Mishnah the case of Arvis first? If this really we go from Briyaso Shel Olam, why not learn Arvis first? Right. So we went with Shachris first. Tana Pasach ba'Arvis v'Hadar Tani b'Shachris. Right. So we say that no, the Tana started off teaching us about Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Then it just mentioned that there is a concept called Kriyashma Shel Shachris as well. And then Ad Dekoy b'Shachris Parish Mili b'Shachris. Once we're in the middle of Shachris, talking about Inyani Shachris, so we're going to explain all of the matters of Shachris. V'hadar parish mili d'arvis. Then we're going to go back and explain the rest of the matters concerning Arvis. Okay. Amar Mar. So Mar said, meaning we learned before, Yishash Kohanim Knasim Lechol B'Trumasim. From the time that the Kohanim enter in to eat their Truma. Which is a very strange way to say it. Mechti, let's see. Kohanim, Amos Ka'achli Truma. When did the Kohanim start eating Truma? Mishas Tseis HaKochavim, from the time of Tseis HaKochavim. So, okay, if that's the case, listne Mishas Tseis HaKochavim. Teach us, let it teach us from in the Mishnah, Tseis HaKochavim. What do you have to play games for and tell me a mushal of Tseis HaKochavim? Just say Tseis HaKochavim. Answers the Gemara, Milsa Agav Urche Kamashmalan. It's trying to teach you something along the way. Right? What is it trying to teach you? Kohanim, Amos, Ka'achli, B'Truma. When are the Kohanim allowed to eat their Truma? Mishas, Tseisa Kochavim, from Tseisa Kochavim, V'hokamash Malan, the Kapara, Lo Ma'akva. And this comes to teach us that the Kapara does not prevent them from eating Truma. Okay, so what on earth is going on here? So basically, there are certain types of Tuma. For example, if a Kohen is a Zav, or if a woman is a Zava, or if someone has Saras, they're a Metzora, or if someone is a Yoledis, if a woman had a baby and now she's finished off her time of Tumah following having a baby. So these four times when a person is Tameh, they not only have to go to the mikvah, and they not only have to wait until Tseis HaKochavim, but then the next morning they have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and offer up a korban, and that is called their kapara. Now, once they've gone to the mikvah and they've let the three stars come out, it's been Tseis HaKochavim, they're mostly Tahor, but they're not fully Tahor, they need their Kapara. And what's the difference? So what we're saying is here, a Kohen may or may not be allowed to eat Truma until he goes that next morning and brings his Korban to become fully Tahor. That's called his Kapara. So we weren't sure, is he allowed to eat Truma that night, even though the next morning he's still going to have to go bring his Kapara? Or maybe no, maybe he can't eat Truma until he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and brings that Korban. That's the question. So Kamash Malan, from our Mishnah, the Kapara Lo Ma'akva, that bringing that Korban does not prevent him from eating Truma. He's still not allowed to eat Kudshim. He's still not allowed to eat Korbanos. And therefore, he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring that korban. But once he does that, he's fully, fully tahor. But what we learn from our Mishnah is that he is allowed to eat truma the night before. Kiditanya, that we learn in the following brisa, Uvo Hashemesh v'toher, says the pasuk that the sun comes and he is tahor. Right. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about the sun comes up or the sun goes down? right? Bias shimsho ma'akvaso milecho the truma. So says the Braisa, when the sun comes, meaning when the sun sets, that is what prevents him from eating truma. Ve'in kaparaso ma'akvaso milecho the truma. But not the korban, meaning the korban does not prevent him from eating truma. The fact that he has not yet brought that korban that he's going to need to bring the next day does not mean that he can't eat truma tonight. He may eat truma tonight. So asks the Gemara, how did the Braisa understand that from that pasuk? Umimai, and from that, where do I know that that is the case? The hayuva shemesh bias shemesh. That when it says in the pasuk uva shemesh, that means sun set, that the sun goes away. V'hai v'toher, and when it says uva shemesh v'toher, and he is tohor, tohor yoma, that means that once the day expires, he's tohor. Dilma bias oro, maybe it means that the light comes in, meaning the sun rise. Umai v'toher, tohor gavra. Maybe it means that he, the fellow, the Kohen, has to go and do something to make himself tahor, not that simply the day expires and he's tahor. So I'm a Rabba Bar of Shila. So Rabba Bar of Shila answers, Im Kain Le Makra V'yitahir, and he actively will become tahor. He'll make himself tahor. My vitoher. What does it mean when it says vitoher that he becomes tahor in a passive voice? The answer is tahor yoma. It means that simply the day expiring makes him tahor. Kida amri inche, as people say, there was a saying in those days, Earif shimsha the adke yoma. When the sun goes away, the day is gone. The day has passed. So meaning the uva shemesh v'toher means that the day simply goes away and he is tahor by itself. He doesn't have to do anything to make himself tahor. That's the way we learn it from the Braisa. Now the Gemara just gives you a slightly different version of this story. B'ma'arava, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, hod de Rabba Bar Rav Shila lo shmielahu. They never heard that Rabba Bar Rav Shila had this shot in the pasuk of uva shemesh v'toher, and that's how we know that simply the day expiring makes the kohen tahor. Right? Uba ula mi boy. So they asked this in the form of a question. They weren't sure what the answer was. Hi, uva shemesh b'yashimsho. When it says in the Torah uva shemesh, does that mean the sun goes away? Umay v'toher tor yoma. And then the word v'toher means just the day expiring makes him tahor. Odilma b'yas orohu. Maybe it means that the light comes, meaning the sun comes up in the morning, umay v'toher tahor gavra. And maybe it means that he has to bring his korban, and that's what makes him able to eat truma. So that was the question that they had. And then, v'hodar pashte lay, just that's according to the Bach's changes, they answered this question, mi b'raisa, from the following b'raisa, mi dekatani, b'raisa, because we learn in b'raisa, it says, simen ledavar, what's a sign for the matter, meaning a sign for when the Kohanim are allowed to eat truma, tseisa kochavim. So when the Kohanim are allowed to eat truma, and a simen is tseisa kochavim, shma mina, so we see from that b'raisa, that clearly the Tanaim understood, bias shimshohu, it means when the sun goes down, umay v'toher, tohor yoma. And when he becomes tahor, that means that the day itself going away makes him tahor. We'll continue next time with the rest of Daf, Beis, and Beis.